The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
During this month of Zulhijjah, besides the other program, and of course besides Eid al-Adha, there are two great celebrations that we have. And the first was Eid al-Ghadir, and the second is Eid al-Mubahala that we are celebrating today. The events, we have talked about it many, many times, but I'll just, you know, summarize it so that you have the background of what happened in order to understand what I'm going to discuss this evening. That after the peace treaty of the Prophet of Islam in the sixth year of the Hijrah with the Mushrikeen of Mecca, you know, the treaty known as Hudaybiyah, there was kind of a peace in the Arabian Peninsula. There was no more strife and fight between the Mushrikeen of Mecca and the Muslims in Medina, although Mecca was still in the hands of the Mushrikeen. But that gave an opportunity to the Prophet of Islam to spread the message of Islam to other parts beyond Medina. And this is a very important issue. You know, we hear from these, initially from the Christian writers, missionaries, then that it went into the Western, you know, literature, that Islam is a religion which was spread by sword. They are looking, you know, they forget their own history. You know how even our indigenous people here in Canada, they lost their religion totally. Not only their religion, their culture, their language, everything was lost. And this was not done based on a peace treaty. It was forced. When the children were taken away by force, you know, and handed over to the mostly the church organizations to quote unquote civilize them. And so, you know, we have to be aware of history and not just, you know, say, oh, see, this is what they are saying about us, it's so bad, so shameful. Well, you know, there is a big difference between expansion of the Muslim rule even after Rasulullah and expansion of Islam as the faith and religion. Yes, Muslims use sword to dominate all different areas, but that does not necessarily translate to forcing others to become Muslims. Actually, these people after Rasulullah, they were not in this business of doing tabligh. They wanted more to, you know, fill their Baytul Mal, so they would prefer to have Christian citizens so they can, you know, extract jizya from them. So it's more a money issue rather than an issue of, you know, tabligh and da'wah and things like that. And so futuhat were not for religion, no, which happened after the passing away of the Prophet. Anyway, so the Prophet took that opportunity after the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah and started sending, you know, messengers, you know, with letters to the rulers of different countries and tribes in the Arabian Peninsula, rulers of Egypt, Abyssinia, Ethiopia, Yemen, Bahrain, Sham, which is the Eastern Roman Empire at the time. And this itself shows that the Prophet of Islam was not forcing religion on them on the basis of the sword. One of the letters actually went to the Christians of Najran, in this southern part of, in Yemen actually. And the elders there decided to send a delegation to go and see who is this person. He's asking us to, you know, accept his religion and faith. And that was a logical way of looking at it, you know, to go and see him from close by. And they came to Medina. This is the ninth year of the Hijrah. according to the majority view, although Allama Tabatama'i believes maybe it could have even happened a little bit even earlier, but the majority view of historians is that it happened in the 9th year of the Hijrah. When they came and the Prophet, you know, met them, the discussion started. They knew, they had done some background, you know, research about this faith. And so they asked him, what is your opinion about Isa ibn Maryam? He said, we believe that he's a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's a human being. He's not God, not son of God. So they said, but tell us, you know, have you seen any example of any human being, you know, being born without a father? And Isa had a mother, but no father. And they knew that this is the belief of the Muslims also, because the birth of Isa ibn Maryam was a miracle by itself. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the response to the Prophet. And this is the ayat number 59 of Surah Ali Imran. And the answer was very short, very logical. He says, the example of Isa, inna mathala Isa inda Allah, the example of Isa in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ka mathali Adam. It is like the example of Adam. Khalaqahu min turab, Allah created him from the earth. ثم قال له كن فيكون. And then Allah says be, and Adam came to exist. In other words, the Prophet was saying that you are bringing the example of Isa. At least he had a mother. I'm bringing you the example of Adam. He didn't even have a mother. You know, so it's not a big deal. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do, this doesn't make him the son of God. That doesn't make Allah the father of Isa, this relationship that you are trying to build. And so after that, there was no, you know, much room for discussion. And when the logical argument is no more acceptable, then what do you do? There's no need for any further, you know, discussion there. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reveals the following ayat after that. And this is Allah's command to the Prophet. فَمَنْ حَجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَنْ جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. O Muhammad, if they argue with you after knowledge has come, you know, this logical answer was given, yet they are still, you know, disputing, disagreeing on this issue. حَجَّكَ, doing hujjat, you know, arguments for the sake of arguments, then just tell them, no more discussion. فَقُلْ, say to them, تَعَالَوْ, come. نَدْعُوا أَبْنَانَا وَأَبْنَاكُمْ, we will call our sons, you bring your sons, or our children, you bring your children. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ, we will bring our women, you bring your women. وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ, we will bring ourselves and you bring yourselves. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ, then we will do مُبَاهَلَة. مُبَاهَلَة is kind of a mutual curse, malediction in Arabic, in English. Mula'ana, another word for mubahala is mula'ana, means mutual la'nat. Both parties will do la'nat to one another, that Allah, whoever is liar among us, send your azab on that group. فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. These are the words of the Quran. This is for especially those who don't like to hear the word la'nat. Mula'ana, mubahala, and mula'ana are the same thing. Salawat manik barar. And so the Christian agreed. The time and the place was fixed. The Muslims had gathered, the Christians came. And when they saw the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, they basically backed off from mubahala. And they agreed for a peace treaty with Muslims. They said, okay, we will, you know, make a peace with you, and the terms will be fixed, but we will not accept your religion. And this is a very important thing. The Prophet did not force those Christians of Najran to become Muslims by force. In the words of Imam Fakhruddin Razi, a famous Sunni theologian and mufassir who lived in the 6th century of the Hijrah, you know, he actually depicts the scenery very beautifully. He says, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَرَجَ. He says, the Prophet of Islam came out and he had this, black kind of shawl on him, robe on him. وَكَانَ قَدْ اِحْتَضَنَ الْحُسَيْنِ. And Hussein was still young, that he was carrying him on his one hand. وَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ الْحَسَنِ. And Hassan was walking beside him, holding his other hand. You can just imagine that. وَفَاطِمَا تَمْشِي خَلْفَهُ. And Fatima was walking behind Rasulullah. وَعَلِيٌ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ خَلْفَهَا. This is, Fakhruddin Razi's narration. And Ali was behind Fatima. فَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And the Prophet said to them, when I do the da'wat, when I do the dua against this group, then you say Ameen. But before even it reaches to that stage, فَقَالَ أَسْقَفْ نَجْرَانَ. The chief, bishop of Najran told to his group, Ya ma'shara al-Nasara, all the Christians, Inni ara wujuhan, law sa'alu Allahu an yazila jabalan min makanihi la'adhalahu biha. The low Christians, I see these faces, five faces here, that if they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to move the mountain from its place to somewhere else, Allah will move it. فَلَا تُبَاهِلُوا فَتُهْلِكُوا. Don't do mubahala. Otherwise you will perish. وَلَا يَبْقَى عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضُ نَصْرَانِيٌّ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And no Christian would survive on the face of the earth.